Well, Harmony Week starts on Monday the 21st of March, and to tell us about a couple of local events happening here on the Northwest Coast is Lucy Taylor, who's Community Engagement Officer with Burnie Works. They've got an interesting event coming up at West Park in Burnie on Wednesday, March 23, as part of Harmony Week, and Lucy is here to tell us a little bit more. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Well, thank you. Harmony Week coming up early March, so I thought I'd get in nice and early to have a bit of a chat about what you've got in the works for Harmony Week. Now, first of all, Lucy, hello. What is Harmony Week?
So, Harmony Week celebrated each year in Australia. Apparently, 50% of Australians were born overseas or have at least one parent who was. So we're quite a multicultural nation. And I guess this is about our community in the Northwest Coast of Tasmania. We're interested in the diversity here and everybody feeling like they belong in this community. So,
it is a diverse community, yeah. And it's growing by the day, isn't it?
That's right. And, that's not to even mention, our Aboriginal population and, there's 70 different Indigenous languages spoken in Australia. And we've got the power of people here in our community that we'd like to celebrate as part of Harmony Week as well.
Number of activities happening on this particular week in question, and you've actually got Burnie Works with Migrant Resource Centre Northern Tas in conversation. Now, what's this particular event?
There was an opportunity to get to know, what does it look like? What are the stats like? How can people in Burnie foster engagement and that sense of belonging with a multicultural community? So we might not know where to connect, how to connect in the most kind and way. So I guess the Migrant Resource Centre coming to Burnie is an opportunity to have a conversation and learn some best tips and tools and just explore the topic.
Did you have any stats at hand there that we can kind of shed a light on at all?
Do you know, this is something that Ella Dixon from the Migrant Resource Centre has assured me she's going to bring along some quite specific stuff for the coast. So on the day, she'll share a bit of that information with us. So I've only sort of got those broad statistics at an Australian level at this stage, so I'm really interested to get into the gritty of what it might look like, actually, in, our community.
Well, my name's Lee Dixon, and I know Ella Dixon quite well, so I'm sure she'll have a wealth of information.
Yeah, perfect.
Now, there are a couple of other activities as well on the week. Do you want to delve into those?
Yeah, so look, we're actually, Burnie Works, we partner with a lot of other organisations. It's always a collaboration when we're about. So the Burnie Community House and Housing Choices Tasmania will also be part of an event we're running with the Community Kids, which is up at Sherwell Park on Wednesday, March 23rd. So we'll be doing some activities. This is all an after-school event for Burnie families, and particularly we want the kids to get along and get involved.
Great.
So that'll be good fun. That Community Kids runs every Wednesday afternoon, but this will be just particularly themed for Harmony Week. And then also on the Sunday, which is March the 27th, it's actually also Neighbour Day. So we thought we'd take the opportunity to invite all organisations, networks, groups, community members to come up to the park behind the Sherwell Plaza, and we're just going to pop on a few events and activities and a barbecue and things like that just to celebrate people in the neighbourhood and get to know each other, connect and have a bit of fun. And that'll be just from 11 through to 1. That's a bit of an open invitation to anybody to get involved, to be involved in the day. Yeah.
Great to know, and it all culminates around Harmony Day as well, which is only 28 days away, Lucy.
Oh, far out.
Yep. I know, right? It's a bit of reality check there. Is there anywhere people can go for further information about Harmony Week and these events?
Yeah, look, I think the best idea would be to go to our Facebook page, Burnie Works Tas, we'll just continually update that with different information about the event. So we've already got a little bit of information up there about the conversation with the Migrant Resource Centre, and there's an area where you can register to come along to that event because there will be limited tickets.
So good. Lucy Taylor, thank you for your time today. Everyone belongs. That's the message this year with Harmony Week and Harmony Day. Thank you so much for your time on the home run today.
No worries. Thank you.
Lucy Taylor is the Community Engagement Officer with Burnie Works. This is the home run.